This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Out here on the DJV program. It's Monday, the 14th of January. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn and Victor.
Hey, thanks.
You know, I had Victor Garber on my mind, and I haven't the slightest idea.
Well, I do like him, so that's okay.
He's a fabulous character actor. Yeah. Anyway, so Victor Garber is not here, but Victoria Keelan is.
Sorry to disappoint.
All right. I want to know, Jennifer, if Donald Trump is a Russian agent, damn it.
Yeah.
I'm really,
that's a trending story
today. Is it Trumpisky? What's his real name?
Well, just because you've been so good, I was actually going to give you a twofer trending story today because we have to congratulate the Kansas City Chiefs, New England Patriots, the Los Angeles Rams, and the New Orleans Saints for advancing to the playoffs.
Has a football team? I didn't know that.
We have two
of
them, actually.
The Rams spanked the Cowboys. Woohoo!
Yeah. And then the Chargers got spanked by the Patriots.
Yeah, that's true.
But it's all right. It's all right.
Patriots. Oh, I remember them. They're the New England Patriots?
That's right. The New England Patriots.
The,
so the Los Angeles.
Tom Brady. That's the.
Yes. And his jacket actually was making all the news over the weekend. He had this, like, jacket that was 6 feet long along the shoulder blades. It was the biggest jacket. I mean, you could have probably put an SUV under there with him. It was very funny. But he was staying warm, that's for sure. So now we've got the New Orleans Saints facing off against the Los Angeles Rams this coming weekend and the Patriots taking on the Kansas City Chiefs. So congratulations to all four of those teams. And yes, Dougie, the question is Donald Trump a Russian agent? Well, I'm sure if you're a congressional Democrat, you're hoping that the answer is yes. Sadly,
yeah,
I think I might have to disappoint you. This was a big story in the newspaper this weekend. The New York Times broke that there was an investigation started by the FBI against Donald Trump to see if he was a Russian agent in the hours that he after he fired James Comey, the FBI director at the time. This is another piece of evidence, I think, that can be taken two ways, depending on where you sit on the political aisle. Republicans or fans of President Trump will say this is just further proof that the FBI was weaponized and working against the president. And Democrats or people who are critics of President Trump might say, well, where there's smoke, there's fire. There must be something, and we can start seeing blood in the water when it comes to Russia and President Trump. So depending on where you sit is probably how you will interpret the story. But it all started with this House Republicans line of questioning. United States Representative John Ratcliffe, he's from Texas, and he had asked questions of Christopher Wray, who is now the FBI director, about FBI investigations into Trump. And he found out that there was a start to a investigation right after, like literally the day after James Comey was fired as FBI director. And this investigation was to see if Trump was working directly for Russia. Now, Democrats are taking this in Congress and they're jumping with it. They're going after President Trump now to try to find out what went down in the meetings that President Trump had with Vladimir Putin. Remember, there were two of them specifically where Trump met with Putin behind closed doors.
And he ripped up his translator's notes or something.
Yes, and ripped up the transcript. And that is being explained by the White House as of this morning. Kellyanne Conway saying, well, we were in a time when there were a lot of leaks going on in the White House, and we couldn't really trust anybody in our inner circle because all of these stories were showing up in the news media.
Hold on a second. That's not what I heard. I heard the heat didn't work on Air Force One on the way back from the trip, and they had to burn everything.
Oh, that's where they burned
inside to keep the plane warm. Yeah, I heard that.
So now there's going to be a probe. Democrats have promised it, led by Elijah Cummings, the House Oversight Committee chairman, that we'll try to figure out what exactly happened in these meetings. Now, keep in mind, it wasn't just President Putin that President Trump met with behind closed doors without official note-taking. He's met with every world leader in that same fashion, including the president of India. He's met with the president of China. He's met with Kim Jong-un without note-takers.
Where are the notes from that meeting?
Right. This seems to be what he does. He goes in and he meets one-on-one with these world leaders. Other presidents have done the same thing. I was talking or watching the comments of Michael Reagan over the weekend, who is President Reagan's son, and he said, just try to find notes from my father's meeting with Mikhail Gorbachev, and you won't do it, because this is something that presidents do to build trust and camaraderie with world leaders. So do I think it's a stretch? Yes. Do I think it's more taxpayer money that's going to be spent investigating things that don't need to be investigated? Yes. But it's also a sign of the times as where we are politically and how polarized we are that now everything deserves an investigation.
Even people who don't like Trump. All right, Victoria, Kara, I bring you into this because I think there's a universal understanding about Trump. He's got a lot of, and you opened the door to this. So I have to check with our consultant as to whether we can say balls on the air. But you said, Victoria, that you thought somebody had balls, and I can't remember what it was. And so Trump has a lot of balls, and I think we all would agree he's very strident, but he's not stupid. I don't think intellectually he's a genius, but I think he's a lot of street smarts. So for them to think that he would be dumb enough to do something like this, whoever them is, seems to me to be kind of ridiculous, frankly. Whether you like the guy or don't like the guy, he hasn't gotten to where he is, whether it's in business or the presidency, because he was a slouch. Pretty much everything he's done has been on his own with his own horsepower pushing it. And you can see that because he doesn't have any friends and he doesn't have people around that will stay with him. He pretty much is dependent on his own devices. So a guy like that, I don't see being dumb enough to fall into a hole like that, Frank. I just don't.
Well, and also unpatriotic enough, because what you're talking about are very serious crimes, maybe the most insulting crimes that you can accuse someone of. We can all agree that President Trump has a gigantic ego, but I think he's trying to use that because he thinks that he's the one that can fix the country. I don't think it's because he has some kind of backroom deal with Putin. I think he has enough. I think he would be the one that he would love to take the credit for fixing the country and making things boom economically. He would love to achieve that. He obviously thinks he can do it. And I think those are his motivations, not necessarily that he's Vladimir Putin's puppet. I would be very surprised.
James and Bobby Purify, I'm Your Puppet. Am I the only one who would remember that song? Kara, you might want to find that. Let's say, by the way,
I think that's
listening,
a yes.
Yes, it probably is a yes. All right, so over the weekend, one of the great things that I had a number of great experiences. I always do when I come to Los Angeles. Spending time with my grandson and my daughter and my son are the best. And we sometimes do it all together, and it's just so much fun. I took Miles out on Saturday afternoon for about 4 hours. We got in the car, and we went to the old airplane museum at the Santa Monica Airport. Loved that. And then he wanted to go to the big airport to see the big planes. So on the way, we passed an ice cream shop, and he saw the ice cream. He's 4 years old. He saw the ice cream insignia. Gramps, let's have some ice cream.
So did he see it, or did you see it, Dougie? Come on.
Yeah, I know. I know every four-year-old is a genius, but...
Well, we may have both seen it. At any rate, so we go into the... And Megan's not great on giving Miles lots of sweets and stuff, so I was the first one that gave him ice cream a couple of years ago. So we go in, and he orders this chocolate. He wanted chocolate with M&Ms and sprinkles on it, so we got that. And, of course, he managed to spill half of it, so it wasn't like I could keep his mother from finding out about it because it's all over his shirts, all over his pants. So, and
you didn't get him a cone, did you?
No, we were in a cup.
Okay.
We were eating a cup, but we also got some chocolate chip cookies because chocolate ice cream is no good without chocolate chip cookies, right? So we have the chocolate. So
he went
his
home
mother's
with
not
six
happy
cavities.
With me when he gets home, but I managed. Anyway, so that was the kind of stuff that Miles and I, and we went yesterday to the farmer's market, Brendan and his fiance and Miles and I, and he wanted a chocolate croissant. And so I managed to convince him that he didn't want to eat all of it. I needed to eat some of it so that he wouldn't get an upset stomach. And he looks at me when I say, okay, Graham's got to have a bite of that croissant because it's too big for you. It won't fit in your stomach. So he looks down at his stomach. He looks at my stomach. And, okay, so I got a little piece of it. But anyway, that and the Aretha Franklin concert, which was not as good as I would like to have been in many different ways. I posted a couple of pictures on Facebook this morning. Go to facebook.com/DJV show. There's also a picture of me here in the studio at CRN in Los Angeles doing my best to make sure that we're all in the straight and narrow. There was that, and what else? I don't know. I went to see the movie Saturday night that Armie Hammer and the lady who plays Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I can never remember her name. She was quite
good. Felicity Jones.
Felicity Jones, yeah. It's a good movie. It tells a good story. You like Ruth Bader Ginsburg after it. You understand the trials and tribulations that she went through. A lot of the same things that she protested and worked on, same things Aretha did during her life. She did a lot in the civil rights movement. So did Ruth Bader Ginsburg. They're sort of contemporaries of each other. It's a good movie. It's worthwhile seeing. Good story in the movie. All right, so Jennifer, what'd you do? Jennifer, go on.
Over the weekend?
Yeah.
I celebrated my friend's 70th birthday. Their parents, they're like my second family. So the dad, Jim, turned 70, did that this weekend, which was a lot of fun. Had dinner with Jeff and the kids and his dad on Friday night. And on Sunday, I got a massage and saw Mary Poppins. How about that?
Where do you go to get a massage?
Massage envy, because I'm a little cheapo. But it was a great massage. I actually really needed it. And I have to say about Mary Poppins, a lot of people are saying how terrible it is. I really liked it. I thought it was fun. If you don't go in expecting too much,
I thought Emily Blunt was the best part of it.
I loved Dick Van Dyke and Angela Lansbury at the end. That was great.
Yeah, that's
cute. She's in it, too. I love her.
Yeah, she is.
That's cool.
Yeah. All right, so Victoria, what'd you do?
Well, to round up the movie talk, we actually finally saw Bohemian Rhapsody. It came back into theaters, and so we saw that Saturday night, and just we were so blown away by Rami Malek's performance. If he doesn't win the Oscar, then there is just no justice in the world. Because we're both really big Freddie Mercury fans, and there were times where I thought it was old footage of Freddie, and it really wasn't. It was Rami. Mm-hmm. It was just, oh my gosh, it blew my mind. The movie itself is good. There's a lot to fit in, so I understand some of the criticisms that it moves very quickly, like a rock documentary does. But overall, we just really enjoyed it. It was very like emotional for us, too, with Freddie at the end and the AIDS thing. And it was just,
how did do in the award show that was on last night? I didn't get to see that.
The Critics' Choice Awards. He did not win Best Actor. It looks like the critics did not like the movie at all. They didn't like Bohemian Rhapsody. I Googled so many of the critiques that I couldn't even believe how bad the reviews were. So I don't think he was expected to win last night. Lady Gaga tied with Glenn Close for Best Actress. So she did win for Star is Born. But it looked like it went to Best Actor went to
It was Christian Bale.
Was it Christian Bale for Vice? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Vice. Yeah. That's a good movie too.
It'll be tough. It'll be tough at the Oscars this year, I think.
Yeah, will be. Kara, what'd you do?
I helped a friend who's filming a movie for fun. We've filmed like 6 or 7 times, so we did that. And then I spent the rest of the weekend shoveling multiple times. Going out, shoveling, and then, 3 hours later, there'd be another 4 inches, and
good
shovel
for your
again.
Arms and shoulders.
Yeah,
that's
that was
really
my workout on Sunday.
Yeah,
but, yeah, it was
fun.
It was a nice weekend.
Over the weekend, did you discover that your teeth were not as white as you would like them to have been? When you look in the mirror, do you see something that leaves a lasting impression, and is the lasting impression not so good? If that's the case with you, may I help you fix your most unforgettable feature? That would be your teeth, your smile. Whiteness counts in this circumstance. And I have the perfect risk-free solution that will help you on your way to having more confidence when you're going for a job or even when you're on a date with somebody for the first time. You want to look your best. And Power Swabs provides you with the best way to get your teeth white, keep them white in as little as 5 minutes. 5 minutes. Power Swabs, well, when you get in, you snap the little tube that you get. You do what I do and put the little Q-tip around your teeth, and then in 5 minutes, you'll see the shades of white coming back to your teeth. And then just keep doing it. Don't have to give up coffee or wine. Just transform your smile. 5 minutes will do it. Call 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code and get Power Swabs at half the retail price that everybody else is paying. 800-208-1797. Call now for Power Swabs.
Comp complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You got to get up every morning with a smile on your face and show the world all the love in your heart. Then people gonna treat you better. You're gonna find, yes you will, that you're beautiful.
John, Carole King has always been one of my faves, and people laugh at me because what I remember most about Carole King when I met her were the size of her hands. She has huge, really strong hands because she has goats on her farm in Iowa.
I was going to go without because she plays piano, but nope,
well,
it's goats.
The piano probably has helped with the fact that she milks goats. Anyway, and one of the things about the Aretha tribute from last night is the footage of Aretha going on stage at the Kennedy Center Honors when Carole King got her award, and Aretha singing to Carole King, and everybody, Barack's got tears in his eyes. I remember some of that. It was just a fabulous connection.
That was an amazing moment because they didn't announce that Aretha was going to be there, and she was kind of ill at the time and probably the beginnings of cancer, and she still showed up. So it was amazing. Yep. That was a great moment.
Yeah. All right. Meanwhile, back to the Carole King Ranch presently. She made a surprise appearance at the 5th anniversary performance of Beautiful, which is the Broadway musical featuring her songs, along with hits written by Cynthia Weil and Barry Mann. King delivered a piano rendition of the closing number of this song, Beautiful. The musical's closing scene revolves around her 1971 Carnegie Hall. I'd like to see this.
I thought you had, for some reason, I thought you saw Beautiful on Broadway.
No, I haven't seen it.
My parents, just everyone I know who's seen it, just can't stop talking about it.
I've always been a Carole King fan, anyway, maybe when I met her, but I was always when I was a kid. She's a contemporary. The songs that she wrote, Little Eva's Locomotion, you know, stuff like that goes back to the moldy oldie days. And most people know the story about Little Eva was her babysitter, and she wrote the song. You didn't know that? Yeah. Little Eva was Carole King's babysitter, and she would sing, play the piano. She was like 13, 14 years old, and that's where that collaboration came from. Anyway, this unannounced appearance marked the first time that King had appeared at the musical during its 5-year run in the Sondheim Theater, which is one of the great theaters in the district, don't you think, Victoria?
Absolutely, yep.
Yeah. She stayed on stage during the curtain call and the ensemble rendition of I Feel the Earth Move. Well, it must have been. That would have been something you'd want to see. And after the performance, she addressed the audience saying, "What a night. I was amazing. It was amazing to be a part of this. It had been such a magical experience to be here and celebrate our fifth anniversary. So much joy and love. Pretty amazing." She also said everybody connected with the show will agree the people we have to thank the most are you, the audiences that are coming. It's thanks to you. You have come once, some of you twice, some of you three times. I hear from people who bought friends, family tickets, shared the joy, shared the love. It's pretty amazing. So if you keep doing that, you'll never know when I might show up again. It's kind of nice. But she's so personable. She's so charming. She really is. She's every bit what you would like her to be. And one of those celebrities that's not affected. I mean, when she knew I was a farmer, what she all she wanted to talk about with me was milking her goats. She didn't want to talk about she wanted to talk about anything else. All right. We have time to mention a few of the people inductees that are going to be in the 2019 Songwriters Hall of Fame. Missy Elliott, John Prine, Cat Stevens among the inductees, Tom T. Hall, the country great, Dallas Austin, who's a big hit maker in the R&B sector, John Temkin, wrote Peaceful Easy Feeling. It's an interesting group. June 13th, the induction ceremony in New York City at the Marriott Marquis, excuse me, and some others. But this is, it's kind of a nice thing to establish this and have these people get the recognition they deserve. 28 after the hour here on the DJV program. Baby, baby, it's a wild world. Taking Viagra for ED, some great news from Marley Drug. You can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20-milligram pills for just $2 a tablet. That's a savings of $40 a dose. Marley Drug, North Carolina pharmacy, delivering generic sildenafil to your door. Avoid growing prescription copays and uncomfortable pharmacy visits. Purchase sildenafil now. Call 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310. Again, 800-601-0310.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. In clinical trials, Prevagen has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Here's some good news for people with a bad back. But first, Purity Products has three important questions for you. Does occasional lower back pain slow you down? Would you like more joint flexibility and less everyday inflammation? Well, if you answered yes, we want to send you a free bottle of the ultimate lower back relief formula. In a 2018 clinical study, people taking two capsules a day of the ultimate lower back relief formula experienced a dramatic reduction in lower back pain and greater joint flexibility, and nearly every single person got benefits. We're not kidding. It's everyday herbal pain relief in a capsule, and it's good for you. And now it's free. Just pay shipping and call now for your free bottle. Your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. Dial now 1-800-291-4180. That's 1-800-291-4180. Again, call now 1-800-291-4180.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is wrapping up a mission to the Middle East a little bit early as he's returning home because of a funeral. He met with Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman and agreed on the importance of de-escalating the military operations in Yemen amid United Nations peace efforts to end that conflict. There's no word on whether the two discussed the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi, for which several Saudi Arabians have now been charged. There was lots of discussion on the Sunday news shows about a New York Times report claiming the FBI had investigated President Trump because they were concerned he was working on behalf of Russia against U.S. interests. Republican Senator Ted Cruz says if there were to be any evidence of that, there would certainly be hearings.
And I sit on the Senate Judiciary Committee, so we will consider any allegations that come forward.
This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Monday, the 14th of January, is upon us. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen. Victoria is going to hit one out of the park. No, wait a minute. This is not baseball season. So what's the best imperative?
Not.
Throw. You're going to kick one over the goal line. How's that?
Sure. There you go. Like that? That's a good one. Yeah. Right. I was going to go with a hockey thing, but no, let's stick with football. It's playoff time. So,
So
in terms of playoffs, it's also playoff season for awards for movies. And if people thought there were some snubs at the Golden Globes, then they got an earful and an eyeful last night watching the Critics' Choice Awards, which aired on the CW. It was hosted by Taye Diggs. And this is, again, it's the Critics' Choice Awards, so these are not voted on by the Academy or by fellow actors or anything like that, like the SAG Awards are. These are just done by the critics. And it'll be really interesting, I think. By the time we get to the Oscars, it'll be interesting to see what happened. Best Picture went to Roma, and that is the Spanish-language film.
Right?
Yeah. Alfonso Cuarón is the director. So this is his life story. And people are kind of catching on to this movie, Roma, and they really like it. So that won Best Film. Now, that beat everything. Black Panther, Black Klansman.
What is it about his life that's worth making a movie about? What's his story? Do you know what this
I haven't seen the movie, so I don't know. One of the main characters in Roma is based on the maid who was in his house when he was growing up. So I think it's a tale of working class Mexicans, and I think for some reason people just to really
Mexico. We have
love
a lot of working class Mexicans in America.
Well, okay. Well, then tell them to make a movie. I'm only reporting on what actually has happened.
So
this guy made
kinda
a movie, and people love it.
I'm remembering back to watching the award show a couple of weeks ago, or last week, whenever, Golden Globes, and him coming up. And the story, I was trying to, because I love going to the movies. I haven't seen any promotion on this movie at all anywhere.
No.
And
It's on Netflix.
And Netflix put it in some theaters, so it was very limited release. Yeah. But you can watch it on Netflix.
All I can remember about him is he has a pair of glasses that probably cost $2,500. That's what I remember about him being on stage. Okay, so.
All right. Well, so in other categories, Best Actor went to Christian Bale, and I think a lot of people expected either Bradley Cooper for Star Is Born or Rami Malek for Bohemian Rhapsody. He definitely would have been my vote. But Christian Bale won for Vice. Best Actress.
Vice, you get the makeup and the way that
he's unrecognizable. I get it.
His Cockney accent in real life and how he gets the Dick Cheney speak. It's fabulous. Really
my parents saw it and said that my mom said he even has that little sort of corner smirk that Dick Cheney always has. Like he even had that right. Like,
yeah, he did a fabulous
so
job.
He may find himself an Oscar winner
this year. That's the definition, in my mind, that's the definition of a real actor. Somebody who can portray just totally get out of his own space and get into a character space and stay there. It must have taken him probably 3-4 months to do this movie. And he's in practically every scene. So the way they made him up, to look heavy, the jowly look. I mean, just recognize him as Christian Bale when he's in that.
And Rami Malek I'd put in the same category as Freddie Mercury because these are living people that we all know what they sounded like, what they looked like, how they walked, their mannerisms. It's so much more difficult to play a living person, a contemporary person. You know, it's like when I kind of always get annoyed when they do those period pieces and someone wins for playing a king or a queen from, the 1800s. It's like, well, we don't really know what they were like. It's just their interpretation. But to have to play somebody like Dick Cheney or Freddie Mercury and to do both of those performances were so incredible. I think it's going to come down probably to the two of them. Best Actress it was a tie between Lady Gaga for A Star Is Born and Glenn Close for The Wife. So that
Has
was interesting.
Have you seen The Wife yet?
Have not seen
I've
it.
I have not. No, I haven't seen it either.
No.
Good.
Yeah. Supporting actor went to Mahershala Ali. I think there was no surprise there. Supporting actress went to Regina King. If Beale Street Could Talk, there was, again, no surprise there. Then they have Best Director went to Alfonso Cuarón for Roma. I think a lot of people really thought this was Bradley Cooper's chance for directing award.
This is another one of those things. And it's become more and more of a problem over the last 4 or 5 years where the public's interest in movies, actually going to the movies, the support they give to movies, is totally disregarded by most of these award shows. Wouldn't you think they'd want to encourage people to, or support those people who have gone to the movies and supported the good movies, instead of picking these things out of the air that completely speak to them and their world only, and not to our world?
Yep.
I don't give a damn about the guy who rose up in Mexico and, whatever he did.
I haven't seen it, so I can't comment.
To be fair, I have heard the reviews of it are very, very good. So I don't think it's not a case of the movie not being good, but I do agree. All these people go to see movies and only very specific ones. It's like the same thing with any action or superhero movie. It's completely disregarded, even if people love it, just because of the category that it's in. Yeah.
Right.
And I think, and I'm surprised because I thought that Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper were amazing, and it would never occur to me to not take them seriously. But I think what Lady Gaga said at the Golden Globes is true, that they're not really being taken seriously in music or in movies.
Yeah.
John Wayne used to say, nobody likes my movies but the public.
And you know what? He's not wrong. And who cares? At the end of the day, you know, if you make movies that people look, Tyler Perry is never going to win an award for anything. But like we were saying earlier today, we were talking about Madea. Yeah, and Madea, people, they've made like three or four Halloween movies and Madea's Christmas and all that, and people flock to the theaters to see that. It's never going to win an award, but who cares? People enjoy it.
Yeah. All right. You got the whole thing covered now? Or we have any
got
more
it.
Awards? Got it.
Got it.
All right. In the People Department, the governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, has suspended the sheriff of Broward County. His name is Scott Israel. He was in charge during the shooting at Parkland last year. Let's not make any snap decisions. It took this guy a year to get rid of the sheriff.
Well, he's a new governor. He just got...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so he was just sworn in.
Taking a shot at the old governor. Scott, right? Was the old governor?
Yep, Rick Scott, yeah.
He criticized the way Israel and his deputies handled the incident. Duh. After he sent out the announcement, he tweeted that Israel was suspended because of his repeated failures, incompetence, and neglect of duty. Again, duh. He also
had the other mass shooting. This guy had two mass shootings under his watch.
Right, yeah, the Fort Lauderdale Airport shooting. Yeah.
Which didn't get a lot of publicity, but I don't know why, but six people were killed there. So
from my years in Florida, I'm sort of a secondhand Floridian. I became a secondhand Californian, but before that I was a secondhand Floridian. I've said on the air, and when I was doing mornings, I was in Palm Beach for a couple of years doing mornings, and I used to talk about how flat-footed the police were. There were so many. There's the Florida Highway Patrol. The sheriff's cars are all over the place. The local police, the county police. So one of the police officers who was a shift commander in the Palm Beach Police Department, after I said that once on the air, called me up and said, "I want you to come with me, and you can go ride around with me for a night." I said, "Okay." So I did. It was the scariest night, because Palm Beach County is a rough, you know, everybody thinks Palm Beach, oh, the island and all. No. Palm Beach County is a rough place. And he introduced me, to some of his friends who were drug dealers and prostitutes. He says, "I've gotten these people I know on the first name basis. We arrest them. We bring them to jail. They put them through the system. They go to court. The judge lets them go. And they're back out on the street doing the same thing, prostitution and drug dealing and stuff." So, you know, I've gotten to the point where I don't really, unless there's something really egregious going on, I just let them do what they do because they're not being punished by the system. But I said to him, "Do you think, you know, why are there so many police on duty?" He said, "Because politically it looks good for politicians to fund and have lots of police around, even though they stumble all over the place. The sheriff's departments in Florida are notorious for screwing everything up. This guy is just an example of how the local scene there is a mess. And anybody who lives in Florida knows what I'm talking about. It's ridiculous. And there's so much money spent on false security. It really is. And then they still have to hire these security guys at all of the gated communities down there. Swat a fly or throw a cat around and not hit, especially in Palm Beach County, a gated community. You go on.
There's good reason for it.
Well, you go east of the 95, and all of those. You know, you go to Riviera Beach, you go to Palm Beach, even now down to the Broward area, Boca and Delray, and their gated communities everywhere. And then you go on the other side to a place like Wellington, that are very exclusive, even though there's no water there. It's the horse country. And, you know, you can't get into some of these. Most of these big developments, you can't even get into them unless you go through some kind of security. So really kind of interesting. All right. So let's see if we can do something that will help you in another way besides informing you as to what's going on. How about I take you into your bedroom? Aha! Doug takes Kara and Victoria and all the listeners into the bedroom. And what happens in the bedroom? Well, hopefully you get a good night's rest, good night's sleep. It's all in the plan. How about you? Are you planning to have a really good year? Do you hear complaints from people in your family as to how hard it is to get a good night's rest because the pillows and the mattresses are just awful?
So what are you going to do for yourself and your family? You're going to go, if you take my advice, to MyPillow.com for the best night's sleep. You buy the stuff that they have there and get the best night's sleep. Victoria is always talking about her MyPillows. There's mattresses now. There's a, you know, I kind of got a kick out of this. The folks at MyPillow want to send me a mattress. Well, we had another sponsor last year that sent me a mattress. And so how many mattresses... How many mattresses can I have? So I said, no, but send me something else. So they have the MyPillow mattress cover, which is really quite nicely done. So if you're looking for something that really is good, help you through the night, MyPillows, all of the selection is wonderfully outlined at MyPillow.com. Check out their sheets. Check out the prices. And then apply the DJV code. Everything pretty much is half price. You don't want to toss and turn, you want to sleep better, and you want to do it inexpensively. Very reasonable. The prices are fab and the products are fab. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for the half price deals. That's right. MyPillow.com. Check it out and make sure when you buy, you use the code DJV. Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula is what it's called. It'll get you on track, and they want you to try it free. That's right, free! The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula, yours for the asking at 800-291-4180.
Exercising, making smart food choices, and getting enough sleep are all ways to take care of your body every single day as you age. Now there is an easy way to help take care of your brain, too, by adding Prevagen, a proven brain health supplement, to your daily routine. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This portion of the DJV program brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the name to remember, and it's now available in stores everywhere. Also on the minds of lots of people who have nothing in their own world to talk about, Chris Pratt, the actor, engaged to Arnold's daughter, Catherine, who's named after one of the Kennedys, and I can't remember who. Catherine Kennedy, I guess, probably. All right, so anyway, Pratt, is he a dirtbag, ladies?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. He seemed, I mean, he just finalized his divorce a few months ago from Anna Faris, and they have a child, they have a son together, so they seem to be co-parenting okay, but I think really the bigger headline here is he and Katherine Schwarzenegger have only been dating since the summer. This is a whirlwind engagement.
But they were dating while he was getting divorced.
Well, there are plenty of people who date while a divorce is being finalized. They were, you know, separated for a while before that, but I think there are just some people who are, like, addicted to being married, or and they just love it, and they don't realize that, like, okay, getting engaged a few months after you just got divorced, probably not the best move.
Yeah.
What about Bezos and his girlfriend? She blabbermouth, right? Isn't that what happened?
They're still together, apparently. Yeah, after those text messages leaked out, they're still together. So
I still don't want to see his junk, though.
No, I don't think anyone does. Maybe she did.
The DJV program is a no-junk zone. How about that? That can be our new promotional slogan. The DJV show. A no-junk zone. All right, 10 minutes before the hour here on the aforementioned DJV program.
Wolf Hill. ShotGunAmmo.com. We love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Movie with Eddie Murphy and Arsenio Hall. Am I on the right page?
One of my
here?
Favorite comedies of all time. I love
Coming to America.
Yeah.
All right. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man. We talk about movies, what happened at the box office over the weekend, etc., etc., etc. So why are we playing the theme from Coming to America? Tell me they're going to do a sequel to that.
They are. They are. Paramount Pictures and Eddie Murphy announced that a sequel will happen. They've hired a director named Craig Brewer, who has worked with Eddie Murphy on an upcoming movie called My Name is Dolomite. Evidently, Eddie Murphy thinks the guy is a terrific director, so they worked out a deal to sign him. It's hard to believe Coming to America came out in 1987. They also announced that the entire cast will return. Eddie Murphy, Arsenio Hall,
wow,
James Earl Jones, John Amos, and the female lead, Sherry Headley, will all come back. It's going to be written by the co-writer of Black-ish. Huh?
I got the plot line. This is coming back to America, the story of all the illegal aliens who have been deported and they sneak back into America. That sounds like a great movie, doesn't it? Yes, there's not the right cast for that. But.
Do we wonder, separate from that nonsensical comment, do we wonder, Chuck, if...
we need Edward James almost, though, to star in the new, in the remake of Coming Back to America. Excuse me, go ahead.
Do we know what the plot line is at all? Like, is it Eddie Murphy? Maybe Eddie Murphy has a son, and he's also now going to be the crown prince, and so he goes to America.
The only thing they said is he will come back. He will come back. He's out of the country, comes back into the country. It has something to do with his son. It does have something to do with his son. But it's interesting because a lot of people who are Eddie Murphy fans, and there's still a huge Eddie Murphy fan base, have wanted to see Beverly Hills Cop, another entry in that franchise for a long time. They've talked about it, never materialized. And then the last year, they started talking about a possibility of a sequel to this film, which was a hit in 1987. It's a fun movie, and this is the one that is going to go into green light and not a Beverly Hills Cop as of yet. But Eddie Murphy's a great talent. I don't think his work nearly enough in the last 20 years, like a lot of people wanted to see him work, but he certainly is a very talented, funny guy.
All right, I'm opting for Beverly Hills Cop. Chucker's going to tell us how the weekend box office was right after this.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
All right, so Chucker, get to the box office totals. Before that, you and I both saw the Ruth Bader Ginsburg movie. I thought it was quite well done. I liked her. I liked him. I always like Armie Hammer. The story was good. It's another one of these movies, and we've been talking about this a lot, that has a great storyline. It's not action, not shoot 'em up, not all those damn Transformers. It's just a good story, and there have been a lot of those. I've sensed that there are a lot of them. And I've liked most every one of them. What about you on this one?
Yeah, I like the film. It's not edgy. It doesn't take... it's pretty straightforward biofilm. Really just focuses on one segment of her life. I thought Felicity Jones, who was the star of Star Wars Rogue One, also played Stephen Hawking's wife in The Theory of Everything. I thought she gave a really solid, nice, very likable performance. The audience I went to see it with applauded at the end. So I know the word of mouth is going to be good.
So how did you do in the box office? Quickly, what's the box office total for the weekend?
The upside is number one, $19.5 million. That is the biggest opening in the history of STX Studios. It stars Kevin Hart and Bryan Cranston. Aquaman plays second, $17 million, $290 million in 4 weeks of release. Dog's Way Home, $11 million in his first weekend out. And this movie, on the basis of sex, did $6.5 million in its opening weekend, which I think, again, word of mouth is going to be good on a basis.
Word of mouth on both those, the dog and Bader Ginsburg. All right, Chucker, thank you. 59 past the hour here on the DJV program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.